Hey, it's a Tuesday, Yasher, you betcha. Time for our weekly update from the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council on Pioneer Radio, KSRQ, 90.1 FM, heard online around the world across the great U.S. of A at RadioNorthland.org. Our segment every Tuesday just after 3 highlights the Arts Council and their support, their services, and all that good stuff for the arts, history, and culture of the area, Northwest Minnesota. And to emphasize that point, my guest joins me from Northwest Minnesota. Where in Northwest Minnesota? We'll find out. Where are you in Northwest Minnesota, guest?
Gary, Minnesota.
Gary, Minnesota.
Norman County.
All right. In eastern Norman County. My guest is Carrie Kirschbaum from Gary. Now, what I know from Gary, I have not ever been in the city of Gary before. I've been around for a long time. But I've been by the Gary Pines, which is next to the highway,
And
we'll talk about that in just a bit. First of all, Carrie, if I could, a little background about you, where you were born and raised.
I was raised in Gary, Minnesota, if you can imagine. I was actually born at the hospital in Ada, Minnesota. Lived in Gary till I was 16, almost 17, in my senior year of high school. I moved out to Nevada with my family, and then I was in California and all across the nation quite a bit and around the world travels, and I ended up back in Gary in 2010 with my husband, who's a native Californian, so we have lots of funny stories. But I'm a native Minnesota girl, you know.
And you're back in Gary. If someone had told you that, you know, years ago, let's say 20 years ago, Carrie, you'd be back in Gary, would you have laughed?
I would have laughed hysterically.
Mm-hmm.
I would have thought there's no way.
Right. Now, if I could be nosy one more time, what drew you back to Gary?
You know, I was, I've been in national sales for many years. And I came back for Grandma's funeral in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
I got back to California, and my husband said, "Have you been on vacation or at a funeral?" And I said, "Well, why do you ask?" He said, "Well, you look more relaxed than I've ever seen you in 21 years.
Wow.
He said, "You've lived wherever I wanted for 21 years. Let's try your hometown."
Wow.
So we bought a little house in Gary, and I said, "Try it. See if you like it." After about a year, he said, "I love it here, and I hate the weather, but the people are awesome." So we've been here, and then I ended up running for mayor a couple years later.
How about that? Well, last winter was a different winter. It was a long, cold winter. Hopefully this winter won't be as bad.
Yeah. Well, we have an agreement since Jeff's from California. I take the trash out from November till April, and then he takes it out from May till August.
Hey, it works, right?
That's how we stay married.
All right, very good. Well, that's a great story. Thanks for sharing that. Now, you're on the phone with me today to talk about the Gary Pines Project in Gary. Again, this very lovely grove of trees. What's that all about?
It's beautiful. It's a 160-acre forest that was given to the city of Gary in the late 30s. And recently, we just annexed it in, so it's actually part of the Gary city proper now.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Started a project out there in 2016, putting in some fire breaks. I was riding horseback out there, and I thought, wow, we really need to probably beef up on that. So we worked with the forestry department. We started cutting some fire breaks in, and all of a sudden we're all thinking, hey, this would be a great trails.
Mm-hmm.
So we started developing that, got some grants, and worked with University of Minnesota, RSVP, and Cura, and different things. And all of a sudden somebody said, hey, this would be great to have arts. That came up in our master planning with the university. And they came up with some really great ideas. But, you know, we're up in Northwest Minnesota. We're in Paul Bunyan land, you know.
Yes.
And so we thought, and a lot of our people are Scandinavian heritage, and a lot of their families were not farmers so much as maybe lumberjacks.
Mm-hmm.
So we're thinking, yeah, what can we do with that? And one day, one of the guys on the Gary Pines committee was driving, and his name's Brian Chisholm, and he went by Andy Lake's Woodworks in Glendon.
Okay.
And all of this chainsaw-carved artwork, and he's like, wow. So he went in and touched base with them and got us going.
You mentioned the Gary Pines established back in the 30s.
They had to plant trees to keep the dust down because they couldn't even travel through there. It was part of a big, national initiative. Yeah.
Yeah, the Depression era. My dad was born in 28. Mm-hmm. And so, that was a tough time.
Exactly, yep.
A tough, tough time. So how many acres again for the Gary Pines?
160 acres.
It runs west off the highway.
Highway 32, yep. 1,400 cars a day that pass through there.
Wow.
Yep, Highway 32 between Fertile and Twin Valley.
Yeah.
Of course, Gary is right between the two, too, yeah.
So the Pines are just off of Highway 32 in Norman County, and it's a large area west of that highway. Over the years, what has the Pines been used for, just to look at, or what's been involved in that?
Yeah, it's really only been to kind of hold the soil down, you know. It was never really developed. But the Lions Club in the 80s, I believe, they put up a shelter there, a picnic shelter.
Yes.
And then they kept that up, and so there was a wayside rest there. And then bathrooms were installed about 7 years ago, maybe.
Okay.
So it's a full rest area. And then when we started working on this project, oh my gosh, it just became beautiful. The
mm-hmm.
ideas came for the Gary Lyons Memorial Forest. Now we have a beautiful grove of trees is planted, and different families bought a tree in memory of their loved ones, and they have a plaque. So that's right along Highway 32 there. And if you go right behind that, there's what the kids during the survey, they said, we want a ninja, American Ninja course. Of course, us old people thought, what the heck's that? And so it turns out that it was an obstacle course, and of course, competitions and that stuff. So through Andy Lake Woodworks, which we actually ended up consigning for artwork, their family, the Petrie family, works with Amish, and they built log cabins and all sorts of things for them. So the Amish worked with Andy Lake's woodwork, and they developed a very rustic ninja course for the kids. So it's got climbing walls and
wow.
bridges and log jumps and,
hmm.
oh, shelter down there. Now we have a Veterans Memorial Shelter that was donated in honor of Brian Johnson, who is the Petrie's brother-in-law. Pretty exciting.
Wow, that sounds great.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. And 6 miles of trails.
Yeah, wonderful.
You know? So
that's
it's got
great.
Hitching posts for your horses, parking areas for your trailers, and you can bring motorized vehicles in there. The community was pretty adamant because a lot of our seniors drive side-by-sides,
mm-hmm.
and they really, and well, so do us lazy people anyway, but, you know, we wanted to take our kids and grandkids and families out there,
yeah.
and the only way
yeah.
they could really enjoy it for most of them was to have some type of motorized vehicle,
mm-hmm.
because there hits you hit an age where you're not going to walk for 6 miles.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, so it's pretty busy. Lots of families. We had a big wedding out there this spring, and we
wow.
have family reunions happen, and kids are out there with their 4-H projects, and the university has a big FFA has a big competition out there every year, and the kids come out and they have to figure out how old a tree is and how can they cube out logs, and it's a big competition for them. So it's got a lot of stuff happening. So we're really developing activities out there. We had a 3D archery shoot, a memorial tournament for one of the families in our area, and full-sized animals. I mean, it was amazing, the targets and stuff out there. The problem was we have actually got some real animals out there who thought the other animals were real, and they did attack the targets. But we're working through it.
Oh, that sounds like fun. Again, my guest is Carrie Kirschbaum from Gary, Minnesota. We're talking about the Gary Pines Project. So it's gone from an area to help preserve the soil back in the 30s from the big Dust Bowl days to something very vibrant and very practical in a lot of ways. What kind of pine trees are in the forest there? Is it all Norway pine?
We've got Norway pine, jack pine, white pine. There's quite a variety of them.
Hmm.
Through the years, a teacher named Merlin Meyer has replanted for over 40 years. He's taken classes out and done classes, and they've planted trees to keep it vibrant and keep it. And his last planting, he told me, he's in his 80s now, and his last planting was a few years ago when we were just before the grand opening, and he said, Carrie, this is my last time I'm meeting with the class out here. And I was like,
wow.
Merlin, I think you can retire.
Yeah, yeah. But again, that's one of those things where, you know, the residents, the citizens take pride in their town and pride in this.
Yes. And, you know, it's the Gary people, and they've taken pride in the Gary Pines
mm-hmm.
for years. And now it's, really, you know, even more exciting.
Yeah.
But it also includes, you know, the Petrie family that has joined in with us. They're from Fertile, and they are reconnecting to that area. And it's people
okay.
from Ada, and it's the Mudslingers Club from Norman County. And,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a whole regional effort has happened from this. We finally ended up working with the Andy Lakes Woodwork, and we got the grant from a legacy grant from the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council.
Right.
And worked with Mara on it, and we were able to put in all sorts of animal carvings out of chainsaw, and they're beautiful. We've got eagles and bears and wolves
wow.
and crocodiles and,
wow.
you know, a big Sasquatch that we put just in the right place so when somebody walks to use the rest area, they'll catch them out of the corner of their eye and scream. And, of course, nothing is greater than to watch somebody get petrified when they see somebody staring at them.
Boo! Yeah, that's great. Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, he's about 8 feet tall, so it's pretty funny.
That would do it, yeah. Well, that's great. So if folks have an interest in doing something out there, you mentioned a wedding last spring, a family outing, family activity, to find out more about the Gary Pines Project, what can folks do, Carrie?
They should go to garypines.com.
Okay.
GARYPINES.com, and all the information is on there. They can see pictures of all the animal arts. They can see pictures of the ninja course. They can read about the history of our work with the Arts Council. They can read about the history with the university and how we worked with the design school of university down in Rajita Singh and her crew down there, the University of St. Paul. And our master landscape person was Max Dixon. He was one of her students, and he worked really hard to... We met with the community three times and just to develop what they wanted out there. And our elementary school students were really involved with the project. So a lot of the ideas that came out are from our young people. I think they'll be inspired.
Well, that's great. Labor Day on Monday. Autumn is just around the corner. And what a great area to visit and see what we're talking about firsthand. To find out more, the website again, garypines.com. Very simple. Gary, G-A-R-Y, Pines, P-I-N-E-S.com. And one more note, too, you mentioned the U of M and the horse trail out there. There's a great equine program at UMC.
Kayla Kruger is in charge of that program, and she's a very good friend of mine. So, okay. Yeah, she has been out there and ridden with us and given us ideas. And,
yeah, that's great.
You know, I'm constantly reeling her in. If you show any interest, I will get you involved.
Well, it's been a joy, right. Carrie. And you mentioned the Arts Council's involvement and support. That's very important, too. And one more example of how they support the culture and the arts and the history of the area, the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council based in Warren. And if you'd like to contact them, their phone number in Warren, area code 218-745-9111, 218-745-9111. And their website, northwestminnesotaartscouncil.org. And again, to find out more about the Gary Pines in eastern Norman County, check out garypines.com. Carrie Kirschbaum, thank you so very much and have a good fall.
My pleasure.
That's Carrie Kirschbaum and our update from the Arts Council Tuesdays at 3:05 on Pioneer 90.1.